The hour of 8:30 having arrived, I'm going to call to order state and local government operations for foreign technology and elections. Members, the first item on the agenda is the confirmation of the appointment to the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board of John Scanlon. So if Mr. Scanlon would welcome to the committee, please identify yourself for the record, and I'm going to move the appointment of John Scanlon to the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board. And with that, why don't you identify yourself for the record and who you are and the position that you're going to fill.
My name is John Scanlon, and I am here for an appointment to be a member of the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board.
You want to give us some background on who you are and what you're going to do?
I have lived in the state of Minnesota for 25 years. I've worked at 3M Company for 20 of those years as a lawyer. And with the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board, I hope to apply some of the skills I developed as a lawyer and as a counselor to help promote the mission of the Campaign Finance Board.
Mr. Scanlon, why don't you tell us who you're replacing on the board and whether or not that has an indication. I know that we try to balance representation on the board, so why don't you, or we may want to defer that question. So welcome to the committee, and please identify yourself. And
thank you, Mr. Chair, members. My name is Gary Goldsmith. I'm the Executive Director of the Minnesota Campaign Finance Board. Mr. Scanlon is replacing a member named Scott Heinzman, who was filling a position that had no restrictions other than it could not support the Republican Party, because we already have three members who support the Republican Party, and the board cannot have more than three members that support the same party. Mr. Heinzman was required, or not required, but decided to resign from his position in the fall of 2008 because his work schedule kept him from attending a sufficient number of meetings to be remain a productive member. So Mr. Scanlon was appointed and has been serving since 2008 in that position, which has no restrictions other than it may not support the Republican Party.
Any discussion to the appointment? Seeing no further discussion, then I'll renew my motion to move the appointment of John Scanlon to the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
The next item on the agenda is House File 729, Representative Poppy, to your bill. Oh, I'm sorry. First, we have to. Representative Nelson. Is Representative Nelson here? He is not. Who else was on the division? Representative Hilty, would you move the division report, please?
I would move the division report on House File 729, Mr. Chair.
Representative Hilty moves the division report. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The division report is adopted. So, Representative Poppy, to your bill. And please make the motion as to where you wish the bill to go.
I would move that the recommend pass House File 729 move to the General Register.
All right. To your bill, Representative Poppy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. This is House File 729. It deals with township elections. And I have with me today Kent Fulham from the Minnesota Township Association, and I will just turn it over to him to present the information regarding the bill.
Welcome to the committee, and please identify yourself for the record.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Kent Fulham with the Minnesota Association of Townships. This bill does three things for township elections. Section 1 simply inserts a cross-reference to another area statute to remove any potential internal conflict of the laws. Currently, township statutes require us to have a bad weather date for March elections in the town meeting, but if you read 205 literally, it may imply that we can't do the bad weather date, so this just makes a cross-reference so the laws are consistent. Section 2 is one of the substantive portions of the bill, and this creates a process for townships that have moved to November elections to have the option to go back to March elections. It is intentionally set up to make sure that the town board has thought about this option and doesn't just do it as a knee-jerk reaction. They have to have gone through two elections in the November process, which also helps facilitate their transition schedule to November, so as to make sure that they've acclimated themselves to the November process and worked out any kinks before deciding if they wanted to move back. There are a handful of townships that have expressed concerns about the impact of November elections on township issues, i.e. township issues get lost in the larger state ballots and they want to return to having their standalone elections. or it's having an impact on their annual meeting, which does remain in March. They would have to develop a transition plan that is approved by a unanimous vote of the board. This is done to also make sure that they are sure about what they want to do and also to deal with the constitutional issue that you're in November, you have 4-year terms. When you're in March, you have 3-year terms. And there's a Supreme Court ruling that you cannot shorten the term of office forcefully. It has to be a volunteer action. And by voting to shorten your own term, it would be fine. It's then subject to an approval of the voters. Sections 3 and 4 provide a process to create an optional 6-year term if you move to November or stay in November. And the reason we're seeking this is that, again, because November elections have a 4-year term of office, but you traditionally have 3 supervisors, you end up with a supermajority of the supervisors plus the clerk or treasurer being on the ballot any one election, and that's just seemed to be a barrier to townships that would like to be in November, because it makes it very political that somebody could seize control in one single election. By going to an optional 6-year term, you would have a staggered 1 supervisor every 2 years.
Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, anyone else wish to testify? Seeing no one else testifying, Representative Pocky will renew her motion that House File 729 be recommended to pass and be sent to the General Register. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Representative Pocky, you have another motion for us?
I'd like to move the minutes.
Representative Pocky moves the minutes. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Meeting is adjourned.